Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tonight is the first of a three-part episode looking at hauntings that take place after someone has committed suicide by hanging. Obviously, I need to point out a trigger warning that these will touch on themes that some viewers might find unsettling. But the notion that we're going to consider is not so much what leads a person to do such a desperate act. I'll leave discussion on that to people more qualified than I am. For us, however, we will focus on the aftermath and how these cases feature trauma that seems to linger after a death. And if so, is the sorrow so intense that it can replay or even echo so that others in that space can see or hear it? But for now, I'm Peter Laws, and we begin a three-part series on suicide spirits, hauntings after a hanging. Tonight's case, The Rocking Chair. I first discovered the cases tonight from the writers and paranormal researchers Paul Adams and Eddie Brazil. And our first case will take us all the way back to October 1927. There was a woman called Mrs. L. Probert, and she was living at number 6 Lonsdale Road, which is a large and impressive property in Barnes in West London. It used to be one single house back in Edwardian times, but by the 1920s it had been converted to three separate flats. That's how big it was. Now, Mrs. Probert lived in the ground floor apartment with her 19-year-old daughter with the name of Fairs, a name I've never come across before. The mother and daughter had lived on Lonsdale Road for 5 years, and everything was completely fine in the apartment, until one night something happened that was inexplicable. The frightening incident happened in October of 1927. It was late in the evening, and the two women, the mother and the daughter, had gone to their respective bedrooms to sleep. But something seemed to wake Fez. She fluttered her eyes open in her bedroom and realized she could hear the sound of what was like a basket being crunched or twisted. I was confused by this. She looked around the room, which is when she saw it. Fairs kept a sturdy rocking chair in her bedroom, which was made of wicker. And the reason she could hear the sound twisting was because that chair was rocking back and forth, back and forth. But there was nobody in it. This was a shock, of course, because the night was still and without any sort of wind to cause this. And despite this, anyway, this heavy wickerwork chair would take a huge amount of wind to move it. She didn't want to get out of bed to check out what on earth could be making it move, but what else was she supposed to do? Return back over and fall asleep? Impossible. So, Fairs tentatively dragged her covers back and pressed her feet onto the bedroom floor. She took slow and cautious steps towards the rocking chair, and the closer she got, the more she felt a breeze, a kind of air wave ruffling against her. She could not figure out where this breeze was coming from. But after a few seconds, the breeze was not the issue. It was the smell. She put her hands across her face when it suddenly hit her. It was a horrendous stench, like something putrid had been left to rot in this room. And wincing with disgust, she took a few more steps towards the rocking chair, and she noticed that the chair was starting to slow down its movement, almost as if someone had gotten out of the chair and had left it to rock itself into gradual stillness. And so she darted her eyes around the darkened bedroom, and her eyes fell on the window. She decided to walk towards the window because that's where the smell was at its most unbearable. And she could feel that sense of air waves hitting her almost rhythmically, almost like someone was flapping a sheet nearby. But there was nobody there. Disgusted at this reek, she checked the windowsill, because at this point she assumed surely an animal has brought in a piece of food, something that they've left on the sill to cause them this horrible rotten stench. But no, the sill was clear. This was deeply unnerving, but there was little else she could do, and it was late. And so she decided to climb back in bed. Apparently, she lay down with her head on the pillow and just watched the wicker rocking chair as it gradually had now stopped rocking. And the smell, thank heavens, was starting to subside. And after a moment, she turned and eventually closed her eyes and drifted into a deep yet no doubt troubled sleep. When Fez woke the next day, she glanced across the room and everything looked normal. There were no dead mice lying in the corner. So what that smell was last night was anybody's guess, but she decided to not tell her mother about this. And as the days went on, she gradually came to move on from this experience. Yes, it was pretty weird, but it was one of those things, wasn't it? Because nothing like it occurred again. Until 2 years later, when around the same date, she woke in the middle of the night at the sound of the unmistakable creaking chair. And she looked across the room and that rocking chair was swinging once more, back and forth, back and forth.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And the smell, that fetid stench of decay, was back. Have you ever smelled anything like that? It's an appalling aroma. Perhaps she had filed the previous experience under just a fluke, or even a dream. But to face this again 2 years later was frightening. The room smelled like death. If there was an animal in the room, then maybe that's what knocked the chair as well. But just like before, her examination of the room found nothing unusual, and the only solution was to climb back into bed and wait for the rocking to slow down and for the smell to gradually dissipate, which it did. A few days passed after this, and Fez had popped into the butcher shop, which was actually very close to this property, only a few doors down, in fact. And she was chatting away to the butcher when she decided to make a comment to him. She plucked up the courage, half serious, half joking, and said, "Hey, you know you need to be careful not to leave all your meat scraps and bones out for animals to get to them." The butcher looked at her and was like, "Huh? What do you mean?" She smiled and said, "Well, look, it seems pretty obvious that the local cats are digging into your rubbish and cast-offs and they're dragging old rotten meat and bones into the houses on this street. And frankly, you need to sort it out because the smell that's getting dragged into the houses is horrific." Now, the butcher looked at her for a long moment because he knew where she lived. "You do know the house where your apartment is, it's supposed to be haunted, right? You know that?" Fez shook her head. "No, I did not know that. Haunted by whom? Because if we knew that, my mum and I would never have moved into the place," she said. The butcher leaned in over the counter and said to her, "Look, you moved in 1922, yeah?" She nodded, said yes. He said, "Well, the year before that, there was a man who lived in your flat. He was a middle-aged fella. He was clearly depressed or distraught about something because, I'm sorry, madam, but he killed himself in that flat." She looked at him and said, "Where exactly did it happen?" He said, "In one of the bedrooms. They say he hung himself from a hook just near the window. He wasn't very popular," he added, "and so he wasn't missed, which meant he hung there for 2 whole weeks until they found him. They say the stench when the police broke the door in was grotesque." Fez walked out of the butcher's shop on unsteady legs and maybe did not want to return to her home. And of course, that night, though, she had to, and she did and went to bed. But interestingly, nothing happened that night, or indeed any other night. The sound and the smell would never return after that. But both her and her mum would discover that in the year after the suicide of this man, a young couple had moved into the flat just before they did. And the reason why Fez were able to move in so quickly was because this couple did not stay very long at all between the man dying and them moving in. What happened? They didn't know. All they were told was that this couple left one night and never returned. Though we might venture a guess why. It doesn't appear that anybody else has experienced any echo of this man's suicide in the building in question, because that house was demolished and something else has been built in that place. But does that mean the sad memory of the hanging man is now buried somewhere, lost to time? I don't know. I tried to find a Google Street View image of this area, by the way, just so we might check out the land on which this suicide and apparent haunting took place. But when I looked up 6 Lonsdale Road in Barnes, West London, I just got a picture from Google Street View. A photograph of a house which you could barely see because there's this weird blur across the screen. Believe me, I haven't photoshopped this to make it look more spooky. This is just what I saw. And what you would see. If you don't believe me, check it out for yourself. I'll leave the Street View coordinates in the show notes. And so the question is, did Fez Probert really see the ghostly remnant of a man rising from a rocking chair and walking in sorrow to a window where he hung himself and stayed hanging there for 2 weeks? And I wonder, was the sound of twisting wicker that she heard in the night really the sound of the rocking chair? Or was it mixed with the sound of a stretched rope swinging? Who knows? But what we can say is that this is hardly the first and only case of a haunting experience that followed a hanging, which brings us 50 years on to 1973. Join me next time on Frightful, where we will explore that 1970s case of a haunting that came after a hanging. That case is called The Crying Man. But until next time, keep an eye on the shadows, because they may well have their eyes on you. Good night.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.